Welcome back to Your Average Podcast. My name is Ant.
This is Panda.
And we're a podcast that leaves no topic unheard. Well. That's five wells. So, Panda, how's your life doing? So, how's your life been? You know, let's get to the chase. Panda, let's go ahead and catch everyone up on what happened in the last episode. We were talking about guns, and specifically we're talking about you and handguns, and you possibly purchasing your first handgun. Let's go ahead and just end the suspense and just let the people know what happened a couple weeks ago.
I bought a fucking gun. They literally let anybody buy guns.
No, they don't. I mean, you gotta pass a background check.
Yeah. You have to pass a background check.
The background check is real. It's not a myth.
It's not a myth. So,
and how are you enjoying it?
Man, I guess it's grown into an addiction, bro. I'm looking at different YouTubers that review, you know, any different kind of assortment of guns. Different kind of optics and stuff you can get on it. So yeah, man, I mean, it's, why wouldn't you have a gun? It's been fun, man, going out to the range, going through a couple rounds, practicing my aim, which, according to you, you said I've improved a lot from, like, fucking day one.
Yeah. I mean, when you first went out there and shot, man, you were all over the place. Your groupings were horrible. You had, like, 10-inch groupings, which, if anyone knows anything about guns, 10-inch groupings are fucking terrible. But since then, you kind of got your groupings down to, I wouldn't say a 1-inch grouping or 2-inch groupings, but definitely within a 5-inch mark. That's what she said. But, yeah, man, I told you, man, every time you ask me, why are you bringing your gun for? I'm like, why not? Shit can pop off anytime. Why wouldn't you not want to bring a gun?
True.
So now you understand. Now he told me, he's like, bro. I'm like, what? I get it now. I'm like, what? When you always brought your gun, and I said, why do you bring your gun for? Now I know. Why didn't I bring my gun?
Yeah, so this is a very expensive hobby.
It's a very expensive hobby.
Dude, how many
times have you been to the range?
I lost count.
Yeah, exactly. I probably go to the range maybe, shit, if I'm lucky, I'll probably go about maybe 4 or 5 times a year. Panda's went 7 times. Seven or more in like 2 weeks. So I was like, I created a monster. So he's not innocent no more. He lost his innocence.
So it's just like, basically, between going and paying for, like, to use the range, I could have probably bought, like, a membership subscription to the certain range, and I probably would have, like,
saved a shit ton of money. Yeah.
On top of ammo.
So to be specific, and what actually kind of gun did you buy, just so the listeners know?
So, originally, when we went in, I think I was going to get a 43X.
Huh? Glock?
Oh, yeah. Man, well, I assume anybody listening would know what a 43X is.
You gotta be PC with these people. They gotta know, especially the gun community.
Yeah, so originally we're gonna go get a 43X Glock. Mm-hmm. Went to 2 different stores. First store didn't have it. At that then point, I was probably just gonna get an H&K.
H&K, baby. H&K fanboy right here.
But I was just really, really, I wanted to get a Glock. Everybody says get a Glock. Start with a Glock. Glock is the best.
It's a starter gun, yeah.
So we went to a different store, walked in, same thing, no 43X. But then I think Anthony, out of the corner of his eye, he noticed the 48, and he scoped it out, and he's like, bro, this is basically the 43X. It's just a longer barrel, longer slide.
Mm-hmm.
So, picked it up, started messing with it. Felt really well in the hand.
That's what she said.
And legitimately, I don't know if the guy expected us to buy the gun right then and there, but Picked it up.
He was pretty happy about it.
Looked at it, messed with it, and I was like, all right, man, let's do it.
Like, I guess this is it. Like, what happens next?
All right, let's do it. Take my money.
Take my money. So originally, I kind of sold him on the idea that the barrel length for that G48 is slightly longer than a Glock 43X. And I told him, like, probably the longer barrel will help you out a little better and training you a little bit more, because it is a longer barrel. And longer barrels mean more accuracy on the bullet, because it has a little bit more time to build up that spin in the rifling inside the barrel. Therefore, you're a little bit more accurate. So, like I said, he's got more accurate with his pistol shooting. And he should be going now to a 43. I don't know if he still wants a 40 or a 43X. I don't know. 43X is going to be a shorter barrel.
No, if anything, next will probably be probably just standard 19, because I don't think I need a 19X. It's a little bit longer on the handle on the lower.
Yeah.
So it's just
basically it's a Glock 19 to upper and a Glock 17 bottom. So. I had one. I had the 19. I had the 19X, and I like them both. I fell in love. I fell all over. Fell in love all over again with my 19. So that's pretty good, because I was actually thinking about selling it, because I was like, man, why do I need this gun? I could just buy another VP9. I'd be good. I'm not saying, you know,
just go ahead and sell it to me, bro.
Not saying that Glocks are, you know, Glock and HK, you know, whatever. But everyone has their preferences. But for me, be more comfortable. I love my VP9 HK. But I do find myself liking a Glock 2, so it's like a... It's almost like, what child do I love more, this one or that one? You can't decide. You can't. And once you buy one, you gotta buy another one. And you buy one, you gotta buy another one. And then you gotta worry about the ammo, too.
Trust me, I know. I've sent you receipts of how much ammo I buy.
Yeah, I know. It was ridiculous. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
House rule, chicken man. Rice. At least have 500 rounds at home, at least.
What was I saying before we started this? I was like, dude, I had like 15 rounds of 9mm 3 weeks ago, and now I'm down 15? To 500.
You mean 1,500?
I had 1,500 rounds.
You said 15.
Oh, 1,500 rounds of 9mm ammo, and now I'm down to my last 500. That might sound like a lot to people, but that's
not a lot.
That's not even rookie numbers. That's like high school. No, I shouldn't even bring up school. I was going to say collegiate numbers.
That's like, do you even ammo, bro?
Do you even ammo, bro? No, that's so we'll get that number back up, hopefully. But yeah, that's the gun talk, man.
So next gun will probably be a double stack for sure, because I already got a single stack.
He tripped me out when he said, he's like, yeah, I think I'm gonna try to go with the single stack or double stack. And I'm like, damn, okay. You know a little bit more about guns now, okay.
But maybe before that, I'll probably take that gun off your hands.
And then he... said that he's kind of wanting a AR type variant pistol caliber gun. So I told him, I was like, well, I don't have an AR type pistol caliber. What do they call it? PCCR or PCR, pistol caliber rifle. But I do have a Chris Vector, which I guess you can call that. Wouldn't even call it a carbine. I don't know yet. It's a miscellaneous gun. But it's a great gun. It's real accurate. And it takes 9mm rounds, and it also takes Glock magazine, so it's pretty much right up, you know, your alley if you have a lot of Glocks and they're 9mm, so you can take both. So it's pretty good. It's pretty good. So he said he might want to buy mine.
Oh, no, it's not a might. I'm gonna bring you your money.
okay. So yeah, he's probably gonna buy mine. So I'm gonna do it the legal way. I'm gonna give you a bill of sale, so it's out of my. Out of my hands. So, but anyways, that's all for the show. What are we talking about today?
I think we're talking about fantasy football, right? Oh, wait, no, that's another day.
Oh, man, that's another day, man. Fantasy football, man. You can go ahead and just call my team Thanos, because these fools are about to get their fucking teams destroyed by me. I said, this one guy today, man, he doesn't stand a chance to me. So I sent him the little GIF on the messengers, and it says, like, this is going to be me after I whoop you in fantasy. And it had Thanos where he says, like, no, he says, I hope they remember you. So it's going to be that big of a beatdown. But now actually, fantasy football, it's kind of,
It's hard out here this year.
It's hard out here right now, man. A lot of injuries, a lot of... I don't know, man. It's a different animal this year. Quarterback's going down. Running back's going down. Wide receiver's going down. They hurt. Holding down. I don't know.
Everybody and their mama going down, bro.
I don't know, man. Antonio Brown out there making a fool of himself. I don't know. It's crazy. But we will persevere. And we will continue fighting. Because fantasy football is life. And we only get 16 weeks. Well, actually, we get like... I think we really get 17 weeks of football. But that... We really don't count that 17th week because that week sucks for people who are into fantasy football. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But today, we're going to do a little makeup because I know we kind of skimped out on October. And we really like the haunted shit. We really like the spooky shit. So we're going to give you some little cursed object.
We bring in today. The spoopy tonight.
Yeah, we bring in spoopy tonight.
Spoopy has arrived.
Mm-hmm. And tonight we're going to be talking about dick boxes. Or
did you say dick boxes? Did you say dick boxes? It's a dick in a box.
It's a dick in a box. I was going to say day bay box. And then
you said dick box.
I probably said dick box. My bad. Didn't mean to say that. Dybbuk box. And a Dybbuk box is a cursed object, I'm guessing. But it's pretty intense. The story behind it, it's crazy. And the more I read about the story, I was like, dude, just burn it. Kill it with fire. Do something with it, man. Because you're affecting everyone around you. And you need to get rid of this object. So without further ado, let's give you a little bit of a... kind of some side story about this little object and what it actually is. So this Dybbuk box is a old wine case, and a person who bought it, he bought it at an estate sale, and it's more famous from him because he actually told his experience with it when he originally got it. So he bought it from an estate sale, and when he got it, he just experienced horrible nightmares, horrible, you know, things just started happening to him. It was terrible. It was almost like he was cursed. So what I have here is a kind of just a story about what actually happened to him while he actually had the Dybbuk box. And his name is Kevin Manis. So I'm just tell you the whole story here because this story is out there published. It's actually in this book he wrote called The Dybbuk Box. Cue title, cue credits. So without further ado, here it is. Listen to this. Manis bought the cabinet from an estate sale for a woman originally from Poland who had died at the age of 103. The granddaughter of the deceased was insisting that Kevin take the item after he purchased it, after he offered to give it back to her because he figured that it had deep sentimental value. The granddaughter told him that the grandmother kept the box stashed away and would not let anyone open it. Kevin took the item to his furniture refinishing shop and put it in the basement. One day when he left the shop while he went on an errand, he soon got a call from his frantic salesperson that someone was in the shop swearing, smashing things. Manis quickly returned to the shop to find the lights in the basement broken and the room filled with a stench of cat urine. His sales rep left and he never came back. So, off the bat right now, I'm just like, something's up. When Kevin started working on the box, he decided not to refinish it and instead cleaned it. He was getting it ready to give to his mother as a birthday gift. His mother came to the shop so the two of them could go out for lunch, at which point he gave her the box. When Kevin left briefly to make a phone call, an employee came up to him saying something was wrong with your mother. He returned to his mother and found her sitting in a chair, expressionless, crying and totally unresponsive. She was rushed to the hospital, and it turned out she had a stroke and lost her ability to speak for a time. During this time, she could only speak using a spell board on which she would point to letters and spell out words. When she was asked her when he asked her how she was doing, she spelled out, quote, no gift. When he said he'd given her a gift, she empathized, quote, hate gift. He then gave the box to his sister. She kept it for a week and gave it back. He gave it to his brother, and his brother's wife, who kept it for 3 days, returned it. The brother said it smelled like jasmine flowers, and his wife said it smelled of cat urine. Kevin gave it to his girlfriend, who soon asked him to sell it for her. He sold it to a middle-aged couple, and 3 days later found the box sitting in front of his shop with a note saying, this has a bad darkness. So Kevin took it home. While he had the box at home, he began to have nightmares in which he was walking with a good friend, and when he looked into the friend's eyes, he saw something evil looking back. The friend turned into a gruesome demonic hag that proceeded to beat him. He awoke with bruises and marks on his entire body after these nightmares. When his sister's brother and his brother's wife came to stay the night, all of them had the same dream. It turns out Kevin's girlfriend had the same dream when she had the box. Eventually, he put the box in a storage unit outside and was soon alerted by the smoke alarm in the unit. When he investigated, there was no smoke, but there was that smell of cat urine, at which point also permeated his house. He took it into the house and began searching the internet for information about the box. He fell asleep and had the nightmare and woke at 4:30 a.m. to the feeling of someone breathing on his neck and to the smell of jasmine flowers. He again saw the shadow figure lurked down. At this point, he put the item on eBay, hoping someone who knew more about the paranormal would take it off his hands and know what to do with it. Finally, in June 2003, he sold it to a University of Missouri student named Losef Nitsky. Nitsky put it back on sale on eBay 8 months later after he and his roommate suffered insomnia and illnesses in the presence of the dreaded item. Nitsky was able to sell it for $280 to Jason Haxton, who had heard about it from a student who was also one of Nitsky's roommates. Haxton claims to have experienced paranormal activity in the presence of the box, though he also states it had an anti-aging effect on him. He claims that he experienced welts and hives when he first had the box, and he even experienced coughing up blood and choking. He has said touching it almost puts him into a liquid state. He relates that while he had the box, he has seen strange lights and shadows. Nevertheless, Haxton has taken a rather intelligent and academic approach to understanding the box. He has enlisted the help of scientists, paranormalists, Kabbalists, and Wiccans to put the box into a more manageable state so he can keep it. He believes the force contained in the cabinet is a neutral but plays off of who comes into contact with it. Its ultimate goal is to understand and reveal truth, and that it was seeking the right power to help it. More recently, he admitted that he ended up putting it into a milligrade shockproof container buried somewhere where it is well hidden and won't be discovered. So, obviously, it wasn't real worthy of him. Looks like he wasn't worthy to carry the Hammer of Thor, so... So basically, it looks like it kind of... What is that? Oh, it's kind of almost like the symbiote from Venom. So it needs to find a correct host to attach itself to. So some people were smelling jasmine flowers, and then the other people were smelling... Like, I guess the people that it liked were smelling jasmine flowers, and I guess didn't really experience anything.
Cat piss.
And then the people that it hated were smelling cat piss, yeah. And we're having the nightmares and just, you know, seeing visions of shadow people. So it looks like it attaches to people that it likes. It's kind of weird because that means it kind of has a sense. Like it's aware of what it is. And...
Well, did... So that dip box that he found, he is originally from a...
It was a woman of Jewish descent.
Yeah, back in the Hitler era.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sure many of you guys have already seen and heard of the movie called, isn't it called Dybbuk? No, it's called The Possession. With,
Tom Cruise?
It's not Tom Cruise.
Not Tom Cruise.
It's with, Sam and Dean's dad from Supernatural. Whatever his name is, I don't really know his actual name.
Wasn't he the guy that played on Walking Dead?
Yeah, the one...
Fuck, what's his name?
I didn't even get that far.
I don't know.
Yeah, so basically that movie...
How the fuck do I know his bat's name, Lucille, but I don't know his name? Nestor? Hallister? I don't know. Continue. Go ahead.
So basically that movie... the movie explained basically almost the same thing that Anthony did. The smells for different people. About how he tried to get rid of the box and somebody gets asphyxiated, or the daughter in the movie gets asphyxiated with the divot box.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually to the point where the dad has to find a rabbi to help him, because he figures out that it is a Jewish
spirit.
Well, not a Jewish spirit, but you know how Catholics do exorcisms, and that's like the Catholic way to get rid of an unwanted spirit.
Okay.
So that's the way they get rid of unwanted spirits.
Okay.
So, you know, he seeks the help of a rabbi to get his daughter back, get rid of the spirit, because his daughter unfortunately opened up the box. And wouldn't you know, at the end of the day, guy wins. So if you haven't watched the movie, it's been out for a couple of years. So.
Yay! So just kind of touch base on the
actual... Average reviews.
Yeah, average reviews. Just to kind of touch base on back on what an actual Dybbuk is. I actually had the definition pulled up. A Dybbuk is a malevolent spirit from the Jewish faith. It resides in a Dybbuk box. It is believed that it's a spirit of a dislocated spirit of the dead or a demon. So you could be getting a spirit. You could be getting a demon. I'll tell you one thing to do. Don't mess with any of it, even if you know the spirit, because it's very easily that a demon can manipulate, you know, loved ones or someone that you know and kind of trick you into doing their dirty deeds, or even possessing you. Like, some of the people were already being possessed by that demon box just by coming into contact with it. So basically this is kind of a cursed item. One of the most notable curses, I think, I know people have heard about this because it was on the news, especially here in Dallas, but Post Malone actually touched this Dybbuk box here, or a Dybbuk box of some sort, and I think a few days later, his plane had malfunctioned. I mean, obviously, he landed safely, which was awesome. We all saw it on TV. Yeah, I mean, was it coincidence or was it cursed? I don't know, but it was a pretty damn crazy coincidence that he touched it, and then a couple of days later, his plane malfunctioned. So, as far as what... Oh, I didn't even touch base on what was actually in the Dybbuk box, because people can put different things in there to kind of, like, I guess, to imprison the spirit or trap the spirit in there. And once you have the spirit trapped in the Dybbuk box, you're not supposed to open it. Because if you open it, then you will release the powers, rampage, and all that other stuff like that. So, what was actually in the box that the original guy had, Manus, was a 2 1920 pennies, a lock of hair. I believe it was a lock of hair.
Two lock of hair, is a black, blonde one and like a brunette, brown one.
Yeah, lock of black brown hair bound with cord, and a small statue engraved with the Hebrew word Shalom. A small golden white goblet, one dried rosebud, and a single candle holder with four octopus-shaped legs. So I don't know if it was an actual ritual to entrap a certain spirit or trap a certain demon, or, you know, whatever they did, but obviously this were the tools that they used to, or ritual they used to entrap the spirit. Now, it does say that, towards the end of that story, it did say that it will try to find a host to release it. Now, it could either be released so it can unleash its, you know, darkness powers or whatever that is, but it also can be, it could be a damned soul, like, a, you know, sorrow soul or something like that. What is that called? I forgot what it's called. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Like, just a... I don't know how to say that. I guess like a slave soul or something like that. and it's trapped it in there by someone who hated them or something like that, and then, you know, they're just trying to get free so they can move on to the afterlife. But we don't really know that, because just don't open the box. Just leave the box alone, man. It's called a divot box for a reason. That sounds scary enough. Who wants to open up a dick box? I mean, a divot box.
You did it again.
But I'm not going to be touching any divot boxes here anytime soon.
Yeah, don't touch dick boxes either.
Yeah, don't touch those either, man. Always wrap your willy, guys.
Don't be silly. Wrap your willy. Damn, bless you, willy.
So, cursed items can probably come in all shapes and forms. Like I said, this was a box. This was a wine box. And we might get up a little bit off topic here, but I did read another thing about a cursed item. And this was actually a painting. And when I saw this painting, I was like, I didn't need any backstory. I was like, yeah, that shit is cursed. Just by looking at that painting, that shit is cursed. And this is the painting by the name of the painting is called The Anguished Man. Now, legend has it that the anonymous and disturbed painter allegedly stirred his own blood into the paint as he worked on the image. Soon after completing the piece, the artist committed suicide. Strange activity has haunted the anguished man ever since, from shadowy figures and distressed pets to the eerie sounds of crying. The longer the holder of the painting has it, the more disturbing the activity becomes. So usually not a lot of people hold on to the painting for very long at all. And we'll put this picture up on our Instagram page just so you guys can actually see it, because this is, it's disturbing. I mean, it's crazy. It's pretty haunting. So, and of course, everyone also knows about the Annabelle doll. It's also a cursed object in a way that you don't want to mess with. There's been a couple movies on that one now anyway.
Alright, so are we moving off of the divot boxes?
Well, I was just kind of giving it like a thing about just cursed items in general. Just kind of saying that cursed items could be anything.
Legitimately, they could be anything. It could be talismans, it could be chains, it could be a freaking pencil.
Yeah.
Like Charlie with yes, no, two pencils.
Oh, you're talking about that old game? Man, these fools are crazy out there, bro.
And also for a while, I don't know if Anthony really. My YouTube endeavors are a lot weirder than, let's say, the common person. So for a while, these divot boxes were also making an appearance on YouTube. Like a whole bunch of creators were ordering them via eBay, via Amazon for legitimately outrageous sums of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you just gotta give it to the people who made the quick buck out of it, man. Because, I mean, me personally, if you can get them, let's say if this one guy selling 5 divot boxes for fucking $100 a piece, like
how did buy 3 get 2 free?
Yeah, like
Black Friday sale.
Like, how did this guy get 5 of them? Why does this guy have 5 of them?
See, a lot of divots going around, man. He's coming in and out. He's, you know. He's got a hotel for Divx, man. You check in, but you don't check out, man. Damn it.
Yeah, you can put it into a motherfucking box. In a way, it didn't offend me, but it was just like, man, you're really making a mockery of what this is. Mm-hmm. I was like, because to the people from the Jewish faith, this is, they have stories that I'm sure they've been told about stuff like this. And there's people who are making a quick buck off of it, which don't disrespect, you know. If you have an opportunity and you can capitalize on it, by all means, go ahead. But they were coming up all over YouTube, you know. And it wasn't just like a wine box per se. It could have been like a little jewelry box. It could have been a little hand-carved box.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they had random objects. It could have been an old picture. It could have been some really, really old pressed coin. Dried up bugs. Somebody's random hair. And they were sealed with wax. That was like the main thing, or the last thing that these boxes had. They were sealed with wax.
What kind of wax? White, clear wax or red wax?
I think it was either red or black wax.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So they were sealed with these wax.
Black means, if I see something sealed with, if I see a box sealed with fucking black wax, I mean, that's...
Either way, like...
Why wouldn't you, don't open it.
Anything red or black.
Don't do it.
That's how you know stuff is venomous.
Just say no. Dare to say no.
So there was all these creators going out here saying, we ordered a haunted box, and they were doing unboxings of the box.
on the YouTube channels, yeah.
And, I mean, it's just, like, literally, they were popping up everywhere. Like, I think even, I could be wrong, but I want to say even Tfue did one.
I don't know who Tfue is, but he sounds like a very popular guy. You know, it's fucked up, man. I saw a lot of topic. All these YouTube channels that make a lot of money, their fucking names suck. PewDiePie? I don't know.
He's been in the game for a while.
He's been in the game for a long time, man.
He's been in the game for a long time.
I don't know. I should just say PewDiePie. He's been PewDiePie. He's coming under fire recently.
PewDiePie's going to cancel us, bro. If somebody listens to PewDiePie, they're going to tip him off and we're going to get canceled. PewDiePie, I love you, dude. This is this guy that said it. This is half of my endeavor. Please don't.
I don't know if he said something bad. I don't know what it was, but apparently he came under fire by some shit.
We still respect you and Stefano, PewDiePie, and the barrel that always follows you. Only real fans will get that.
I don't get that at all.
But yeah, so the back to YouTube thing, divot boxes. So it was just like oversaturation of it. Of course, it wasn't real. There's so many videos going up about it. There's a couple of videos that I found back when it was like the craze that some people did give it a respectable approach. That, you know, some people gave it a real respectable approach, which kudos to them for at least being respectful to other people's cultures and beliefs. I mean, but other than that, man, it's just like, you could choose to believe in it, you could choose not to believe in it. Me, personally, as far as haunted objects go, is it that hard to believe that it could happen?
Not really. Definitely not.
I don't think it's that hard to believe, man. I mean,
a banana could be cursed. It could be cursed of bananas. You could open up the banana, it could be rotten. Someone could have just put a little
arsenic.
A little arsenic in there and... Yeah, man. Shit. Arsenic is like the go-to poison for scorned wives that want to kill their husbands.
Whoa.
Well, no, you didn't hear the story about the wife. I think it was in the 1800s.
That could be another episode.
That could be another episode. We're going to go down this rabbit hole, though, about the wife in 1800. She went through so many husbands. Like, I think she went through like 18 or 20 husbands. And she always collected her life insurance. But no one really caught on to her because she was such a high class person. So she would literally put an ad. She was an escort before there was escorts. She would literally put an ad in the paper that says, high class woman looking for a high class man. Pretty much. And she would murder them, put, you know, little by little she would poison them with arsenic. And eventually they would die. And then she would be left with all their money. And then she's like, well, on to the next one.
Women, you see an opportunity, you capitalize on it.
See a need, feel a need. So, anyways.
Yeah, basically, man. So, it's not that hard to believe. I believe in it. This one line in the movie Stigmata. I want to say it was Stigmata. With my boy Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Are you sure that was an End of Days?
That could have been End of Days. It might be End of Days then. It could not have been Stigmata. It could have been End of Days.
I think it was End of Days.
So it could be End of Days. Was like, I think it was called, it's like, how can you believe in angels and not in like the devil and stuff like that? Like, that's not how stuff works.
No, it's not.
That's not verbatim how it was, but basically that's just what it is. Like, I think the character he plays, oh, I don't believe in demons or whatever. He's like, it's, you know, it's foolish for you to think of. If you believe in good, then you have to believe in bad. So it's like yin-yang kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I was brought up Catholic, so it's just like, you hear all this stuff, you see all these movies.
Oh, yeah.
And there's all these stories and tales and stuff that are passed down. It actually happened.
Old wives' tales.
I mean, even then, I think. I mean, I saw it on Netflix. Like, it couldn't. It could potentially not be real, but it was like. Oh shoot, man! Like, even the Vatican, bro. They have like a whole.
Oh man, that's another fucking episode. Secrets of the Vatican.
They have like a whole
Vatican archives.
They have a whole fleet of exorcists.
Exorcisms, yeah, and
like they have the SEAL Team 6 of exorcists.
What? And one of the episodes that I want to cover. And
I thought that was funny. Was that not funny?
The joke. I'm like Superman, looking that little gif of Superman looking around, and I see the joke, and it's going over my head, and I'm not seeing it.
The SEAL Team 6 of exorcisms of exorcists.
Yeah.
The Vatican have the SEAL Team 6 equivalent of
that's exorcist. Fucking awesome, bro. You can do a fucking podcast about that.
So we'll probably get
well, I actually want to do like a like in the near future, little foreshadowing, is a exorcism episode where we kind of dive into a little bit of the history of exorcisms and kind of take on some cases of some of the most notable ones. And
you have fun.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna do that.
There's actually a lot of crazy videos online that I've watched about actual real life exorcisms, like ones that they were actually allowed to record in there. And there's some pretty intense ones, man. And
not to mention all the ones that did because all of them are recorded.
Yeah, and not assuming that they're one that are not
all of them are recorded. No. All the ones that the Vatican's take over, like the ones that the Vatican sent somebody out there to perform it, they are. For sure audio recorded. I don't know about video recorded, but
there's probably some that are video recorded. I mean, hell.
Just imagine what's behind corridor A, bookcase C.
So you mean to tell me that we gotta worry about fucking aliens, fucking demons, dick boxes. I was really trying hard not to say
dick box.
Yeah, I was pronunciation of my words right. Banshees, Bigfoot, Yeti, Goat Walker. What's it? Goat Walker?
Goat Man.
What is the Navajo one? Skinwalker. There you go.
No,
Skinwalker.
Yeah, it's Skinwalker.
That's Skinwalker.
The Navajo one, isn't it?
It is Skinwalker.
The Wendigo.
There you go. Boom. Wendigo. We gotta worry about those fucking people. On top of their shit hidden from us.
And then we got the Tornadoes.
And we got the Tornadoes that ripped through Dallas a couple weeks ago, man. Come on, man. Throw me a freaking bone.
It's a crazy world, man.
Yeah, so. Anyway, it is. I mean, whatever you want to believe, you can believe it. Like I said, I think we said it in one of our earlier podcasts. It was a quote that I had read from another podcast that if you go, you don't go searching for the darkness finds you, because if you go searching for it, it's going to eventually find you. So the more you believe in it, the more you're actually going to see it, because your mind is going to be already thinking like that. Like, oh, I just watched a scary movie, now I'm hearing. Everyone's watched a scary movie and then gone home and started hearing crazy shit, just because your mind is already kind of looking for something to happen. So it's not that far-fetched to believe that.
This is why you need guns.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
Filled with salt rounds.
Yeah, salt rounds. Go get you know what? Go on Amazon and buy you a gallon or 2 gallons of holy water.
Holy water.
Get you some bullets and soak them in there.
You can actually buy holy water on
Amazon. You can buy holy water. Like, dude, did you hear about them shoes?
The 20,000 something.
Yeah, they're something like that, man. They were called Jesus Walks or Jesus Shoes, where they were actually filled
from the Jordan River.
From the Jordan River. I was like, really? God. People are so gullible, man.
That also brings me back to like John Wick Chapter 2.
What's that?
Where he goes to Rome, to Italy. Uh-huh. And he goes to the continental of Rome or Italy.
Yeah.
And the head guy, he's all like, yeah, I haven't seen you in a while, Mr. Wick, whatever. But I have one question.
Are you here to kill the Pope?
Are you here for the Pope?
Are you here for the Pope?
No.
Oh, good.
Here's our best room.
Here's our best room, fella. Man, that's crazy, man. John Wick's awesome, bro. Keanu Reeves can do no wrong. Keanu Reeves and Paul Rudd can do no wrong, man.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Not me.
Not me. Who would have thought?
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Get it.
Oh, man. Anyways, so yeah, that was kind of our little episode.
I'm not done. Are you done?
Are you done? Are you not? No, you don't got that? No. Okay, let's shoot some more, man. I'm good.
I mean,
we got a couple more hours. We got about 30 more minutes till Thursday night football. So I'm good, man.
It's only 6:30.
Yeah, it's only 6:30. Freaking daylight saving time.
Who'd have thought? Look at us.
Look at us. Not me. Come on, not me. That is probably the best.
That is the best feed ever.
That is the best thing I've watched ever, man. If I had a bad day, I just watched that episode of Hot Ones, and I feel great all the
time. If you don't know Hot Ones, look them up on YouTube.
Yeah. I actually want to do an episode, a podcast.
Oh, you have the hot sauce.
No, I gave it her. I let her take it.
They killed it?
Dude, they were crying.
But where's the hot sauce? Is it still there?
They took it all. They ate it all. She poured it out into a salsa and made a salsa.
Oh, how good was it?
It was hot, bro.
Oh, so she spiked the salsa?
Yeah, she spiked it.
Your wife is awesome, bro.
She put the... So he bought the salsa from...
The Bomb?
The Bomb, yeah. And it has a Scoville rating of, like, I think 173,000. Just kind of give you a measurement on your hotness things, guys.
Your asshole's going to hurt, bro.
That's jalapeno has, like, I think 1,000. If less than that, 1,000 Scoville rating. This motherfucker had 150,000 Scoville rating. I took a little bit on a French fry that I just wanted to try it out. I just really wanted to try it out. I took a bite, and I could take a lot of hot sauce. Like, I love hot sauce, but that shit really, like, made me humble. It had me crying some humbling tears. That's really, really hot. Yeah, we should do an episode like that, man. That'd be awesome.
I'm done.
Like, we talk about a topic and then we just continue eating hot stuff and just see how it evolves.
What a twist.
Yeah.
I'd be down.
Yeah.
But we'll have to order like maybe...
Like 4 or 5 different hot sauces.
That would be good because we can get 2 of the low, 2 of the mid, and then the one spiciest.
Yeah. Look at us.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Not me.
Y'all better not take our idea.
Yeah, don't take our idea, man. Then do it.
We have audio recording that we said it first.
Yeah, and by the time you hear this, we probably already recorded the episode, assholes.
Okay, but do you really want to know what's the scariest thing ever, bro?
What's that?
Cowboys fans actually think the Cowboys are going to go to the Super Bowl, bro.
Fuck you.
That's the scariest thing ever.
Fucking Denver fan. You won one championship, and now you think you're all badass.
No, that was just a little stab. Oh, a little stabby stab.
Stab.
I mean, it's just like...
Okay, back to the haunted artifacts.
Well, maybe not artifacts, because I'm not well-rounded in artifacts. I'm not like an archaeologist that goes out here and...
It's like a 10-minute, like, jump off from our topic.
Yeah, well, we're back on the train.
Back on the train.
Like I said, I'm not like a fucking high-class archaeologist that goes out there and finds all these artifacts, relics, whether they be cursed or not, but... There's actually a lot of movies about stuff like that. Like, Constantine, which is another Keanu Reeves movie.
Keanu Reeves, bro.
And I think one of the exorcism movies, I want to say the beginning or the origin one. The one where they're somewhere in Africa, I believe. I could be very, very wrong. But just stuff like that, man.
The first one with Father Mary.
No, not the one with the girl that, like, pukes and shit.
That was actually based off a real exorcism. Her name was Annalise.
Whatever her name is. Annalise something.
Nah, man. It was a sad story, man. It was terrible.
We're fact-checking it. Bear with us. Fact-checking.
Nah, you can continue.
Oh, okay. But just basically stuff like that, man. It's like... These ideas for these movies have to come from some sort of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Whether how little... The truth is, that's depends up to your dictation of it. But I mean, can you really think that just some human out of their noggin is just gonna come out with, like, I'm gonna make a movie or do a script about a haunted paw? Like, there has to be a story he heard in his childhood or talking to other people. That gave him the basis for that. There has to be some truth in most of these films.
I mean, it all comes down to folklore, and then you have the other movies that kind of base stories, like take stories from this folklore, and then kind of combine them all into one, like the Hannibal Lecter movies.
Hannibal Lecter, isn't that the one where they're like family and they basically cannibalism?
No, that's a.
But it's cannibalism based, right?
The Hills Have Eyes. That's The Hills Have Eyes.
Okay. So stuff like that, I can think. I believe something like that is
happening. Silence of the Lambs. Why the hell was I blanking on that one? So the Silence of the Lambs kind of took. It was actually kind of based off a real account of a serial killer. And they kind of took different aspects of a serial killer and just kind of made Hannibal Lecter. And. Fucking Anthony Hopkins played Hannibal Lecter amazingly, but yeah, that, I mean, it could boil down to whatever a person believes. So a cursed object doesn't even have to be cursed; it could just be word of mouth, you know. And if enough people believe it, then hey, you know, it is what it is. It's cursed or not?
It could be word of mouth, and if people believe it, then for at that point, it's cursed.
It's a symbol. People give power to symbols. Hashtag V for Vendetta. Some people catch that.
I never watched that one.
You never watched that movie? Uh-uh. That's a great movie, man. The Guy Fawkes mask? Guy Fawkes? No? Kind of blew up Parliament? November. Remember the 5th of November? The gun plot treason. The gunpowder treason and plot? Okay, cool. You need to watch that movie.
Does not ring a bell?
Does not ring a bell.
Does not compute.
Okay.
But just stuff like that, man. Like, what'd you say was that movie? The Hills Have Eyes?
Mm-hmm.
I believe stuff like that's happening somewhere in the world.
Yeah, like, actually, it did happen.
It is?
So, back in, God, I'm such a fucking history buff, man. That's why I love history so much. So, back in, like, maybe the 1700s, probably not 1700s, probably the 1800s of old Irish, is it Ireland? I want to say it's in Ireland. There was a family that lived on a hill, and that family was actually a family of cannibals. So whenever they found a, you know, wandering person or stranger or something like that, they kind of just wandered into their path, they would go out there and kill them and eat them. I'm not saying that was basis for The Hills Have Eyes, but
there's accounts of it.
It kind of has certain similarities.
Man, it's just stuff like that, man. It's weird. It's not weird, but...
Suwannee Bean. There it is. It's called Suwannee Bean. So...
So did it happen in Ireland?
Yeah, it did. It did. Damn, I'm so good. So on that, I mean... Like I said, man, folklore is amazing because it's just stories passed down from generation to generation. Yeah, people kind of... throwing their little twist on it. It's like if your family has a damn tamale recipe or some shit, and you know it came down from your great 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 grandmother that had a recipe, and when it came down through generation, it kind of passed. Oh, we add a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and then now you get something new. You know, I mean, it could have happened with the Dippy boxes too. I mean, you could have said like, okay, well, this is a box. It could have just started out as just something to keep my junk in. You know, back in the day, like, oh, I'm just going to throw my stuff in there or whatever. Everyone has a drawer at home that has all that shit in there. Whatever, all the junk drawer. So, yeah, I mean, it can happen. It's just what people want to believe, you know. And if it's real, it's real. I don't know. That's pretty interesting, though. That's pretty cool how people can just think of something and boom, it's real.
Man. So now... I think I want to say that this story that I'm remembering right now, it could have been on No Sleep podcast or it could have been on Creepy, but it was like where a flying demon was following somebody, and it was like porch on the rearview camera or crouched by the rearview camera, and I was like, man, you never know when that could be you, bro. Just being chased by a demon in your car, throw your car in reverse and you see that face just looking right back at you through the camera. But that demon got another thing coming, bro. I got my Glock 48 with night sights and
there you go, man.
Hornaday bullets
dipped in holy water.
I don't know, man. I was telling Anthony, before we ended, I want to end it on this little crazy dream that I had.
Oh no! Don't even. If it's the one I'm thinking about, don't. I wouldn't share that at all.
The drone one.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. No.
Oh, you're done. No, I'm not sure the other one's
done. No, I'm not sure the other one.
Yeah, I'll get me locked up in the loony house.
You don't want to hear that one. Go ahead and tell the drone one. That's awesome. I love that one.
All right, so I want to say it was the day after we went to the range to... What was that place called we went to? The range we went to?
Street Smart.
Street Smart. So we went to Street Smart in Grand Prairie.
Shout out Street Smart.
After that, I guess I had all this adrenaline from all this lead that we were going through. Woke up Sunday morning from a dream. Like, I was about to say Pokemon. Like, post end of the world type of shit, like Terminator vibes. You hear this alarm go off. Tell my family to go inside the house. Out of nowhere, you hear all this like whirling, like
if buzzing.
Buzzing, whirling.
Right.
Like helicopters in the air type of stuff, or something in the air. You can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, you start hearing screamings, like minor explosions in the distance. So, you know, I grab my 48 John Wick style, and I'm
busted out the door, kicked the door down.
Started walking around the house to scope out the front, see what's going on in the front of the house. And shoot, as soon as I was hitting the corner of my house, I was met with a drone with a fucking some kind of like shooting mechanism, a gun or something, a turret attached to it. Luckily, thanks to my battleship target practice at a at the gun ranges, I was able to shoot it down. So basically, after that, I went into the house. I told my family, "Hey, man, we gotta dip, bro. We gotta go to Anthony's house. He has all the guns."
Bro, he would have pulled up and been like, "I don't even know them fools, man. I don't even know them."
I was like, "We gotta go to Anthony's house, bro. He has all the guns."
Shit, man.
I was like, "Let me get my ammo." I was like, I got my 48. Get my brother the Taurus. We'll cover y'all. Get into the party van and let's roll. We gotta go get Anthony.
Party van. Da, 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 da.
Get into the party van. We gotta go get Anthony.
Oh man. Hell no.
But basically, I woke up from that dream and I was like, I gotta buy some more ammo.
Shit. That's fucking crazy, man.
Oh, you never know, man. It's just like.
Oh yeah!
You never know.
The AI. Did you see that video of the robot with the gun and the shotgun?
The one that I sent to you.
Yeah,
it's fake.
It's fake. It's okay, fake. I thought that was real. I was about to say, bro.
The company. Well, do you remember the name of the company? Something Robotics.
And iRobot.
No. Well, I sent a video in our podcast group chat about a robotics company. I can't believe. I can't remember the name. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Boston Dynamics. I want to say it was called Boston Dynamics. So basically these people have an actual functioning robot that can basically do a small Olympic kind of gymnastics course. And they paired up with this other company, like a CGI company, to use the basics of the robotics of the gymnastics one to give it high quality potential renders of what it could really do. So basically, this is technically like a T-1000, like not full exoskeleton, like Terminator 1 looking thing, but it was like you can tell it's a robot. And these people who look like they were trained in a tactical weaponry were out there shooting with him, and you could hear one of the guys would stand in front of them while the robot had the gun, and it would beep like a fire alarm kind of beep, like danger, danger, danger. So that he didn't shoot. As soon as he got out the way, he started shooting again.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, he started beating the robot, and the robot never fought back. And all the time when I saw them hitting the robot with a hockey stick or a broomstick or whatever they had, I was like, dude, this is like screaming Terminator.
I watched
too much sci-fi stuff, and I was like, this is screaming Terminator.
It's terrible, man.
This guy has a gun. They're mistreating the robot. This screams iRobot. eventually,
there's literally fucking movies about how this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Like, don't do it.
And eventually, I think the end of the scene is the final task for the robot is for him to kill a robot dog.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like, kill your people.
Yeah.
And he shoots at the humans, doesn't hit them, just like near their feet, near the ground, to jump back.
Picks up the robot dog and hops off. And dips. I was like, bro. Oh, man. Man's best friend, man. Robot's best friend.
But no, the robot actually does exist. He can it can do gymnastics.
It can do back flips, front flips.
Yes.
If you knock it down, it can stand back up.
Yep. And there's also another robot that can technically play basketball better than Steph Curry.
Or LeBron James.
I mean, not movement-wise, just like shooting-wise.
Shooting-wise, okay.
But it's all basically all, you know, binary input into
calculations.
Calculations to
aerodynamics.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. It's scary, bro. I mean, like, the new Terminator movie just came out and
Dark Fate.
It's, if we're not careful, man, I mean, maybe that movie's telling our near future.
Someone told me that these movies come out to desensitize us, and so when it actually does happen, it's more easy on us to, I guess, oh, that's going to be a lot of shit. That's going to be a little bit more easy for us to make it a reality or be more at home with it. So as far as like all the alien movies, all the sci-fi movies, it's just to desensitize people. Like, I was just watching something today that a lot of the like horror movies that had people hanging, like from garage, like the fake hangings, like the garage door, the elevators, or just people hanging in general, that if someone actually were to see someone hanging, they would most likely believe that it was fake instead of saying that, oh, it's real, that's actual person hanging. So, I mean, people generally would say that, like, oh, that's fake, that's not real, whatever, when it could actually be a real person hanging, whatever. So it's all just a desensitized programming for us to head into the future and what's expected. So,
I mean, well, it just comes down to like that that one quote that you said from Elon Musk about AI.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gonna be the death of us. He's like, if we reach the point of singularity, then it's the end of humankind. Elon Musk is a fucking alien, though. That dude is too. I want to see him on Hot Ones, and I want to see his ass see what happens to him.
I don't think he'll break.
You don't think so?
I don't think he'll break.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. I don't think he's human, bro.
I don't like either, man. He doesn't even look human.
So, on the tech community that I watch, they were saying that Elon Musk doesn't believe in taking vacations.
Doesn't believe what?
In taking vacations.
Why is that?
He's so caught up into his work and his businesses that he sees taking vacation as a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, every time he goes, he's a very busy man. There's always some like crazy shit that pops off. Like, I think whenever they're trying to send the Tesla into space, I think they had like two or three that failed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they got their story right, because I'm not reiterating their story, I think Elon Musk was on his honeymoon when he got the call saying that the attempt to get a Tesla into space, or one of the rovers from SpaceX into space, failed. Mm-hmm. So he cut his honeymoon short to get back to work.
Wow.
I mean, this dude is dedicated, bro.
Well, you didn't get rich by working a 9-to-5 job. Nobody got rich by working a 9-to-5 job. You can take that to the bank. Quote of the day.
I think, let's call it. I think that's a good way to end it on.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Let's call it.
Okay.
Cool. 9-to-5. Nobody got rich working a 9-to-5.
There you go, man.
Yeah. So, buy your gun, get you some ammo, stock up for the zombie and or AI takeover.
It's gonna be everything, bro.
Dracula.
Send everyone.
Like that movie, Ready Player One. Here, use this.
Use this. It's fucking Chucky. Oh, man. Well, cool, guys. Well, we enjoy doing this. We always love to express our thoughts and share with you what we're going through. And we'd love to deliver this content to everyone. And always also to make sure to rate us on Apple, because that's pretty much been our majority of our plays. I mean, it's not all of our plays, but because we have gotten some from Spotify and other audio platforms and whatnot. But if you could go to Apple Podcasts, give us a rating. Give us 5 stars. Go ahead and just give us 5 stars. That's cool. We want some of that. Just go ahead and give us 5 stars. And leave a comment if you want. That's cool, too.
Yeah. if you guys listen to us, you guys listen to a whole bunch of different podcasts. So you know that's the way to grow the viewership, grow the brand, grow the show. So
that's copyrighted.
What's copyrighted?
Grow the show.
How's that by who?
Venus Game. Oh, I know. You know they don't work for 105.3 The Fan no more.
Oh,
never mind. You're cool. You're good. You're
okay. Well, so Ted, tell your mom, tell your people about us.
How's your mom? And ask how your mom's doing. How's your mom?
And then tell her about the podcast.
And tell her about the podcast. It's your mom. This is your mom's favorite podcast. All right, everyone from here at the Average Podcast.
Oh, visit our Instagram.
Yeah, visit our Instagram and leave a like, a share, and tag us in something too. Tag, hey man, you should talk about this. Like, I want to hear more about this shit. Like, I want to hear more about Elon Musk. I want to hear more about the lady who killed all her husbands in 1840. I want to hear about the Irish cannibals. We talked about a lot of stuff today, man. We touched base on a lot of stuff today. It was pretty cool. I like, just keep going and going and just boom, boom, boom. Okay, I talked enough. Anyways, so this has been your Average Podcast, and we'll see you next time. Peace.